With Michael O'Hara, who's the Chief Marketing Officer of the GSMA. Michael, you were presenting earlier and you were talking a little bit about how government really needs to embrace this whole idea of open data. Perhaps you can elaborate why this is important.
Yeah, I think it's really, really important. If you think of a world that's embracing 4G and 5G mobile broadband, enabling a whole variety of services to be developed using that technology, I think one of the key components we have to make available is government data, information that cities can provide, feed into the app ecosystem and actually let people develop better services that run on the infrastructure.
And by not exposing data, it can actually, limit the extent to which people can, engage in transport services or engage in commercial services as well. So it's like a platform initiative?
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, if a city doesn't expose their transport information, people can't use services like Google Maps and find out how to get from A to B. So it becomes a fundamental. But I think it's also an opportunity for business. The more information you expose, New York's a great example where they have a couple of thousand data sets out there. There's a huge startup community using those data sets to create the next generation of applications in that city. And it's really, building business and incubating new businesses in New York.
There's an initiative in Bristol in the UK, which is quite a well-known, where like 140 different data sets are being presented and visualized and so on. Do you think this is the future, the future cities are going to have to do this so much more?
Yeah, exactly. So openness and transparency is important. People want to know things, but I think then making that information available. And then the challenge is how app developers take that and build them so you can present this information in a way that the average consumer can actually take advantage of. I think that's the real sweet spot.
Okay, just a separate question. The Mobile World Congress, obviously, is the flagship. Do you get the sense that government is taking a greater interest in this whole idea, this huge explosion in the importance of, Internet of Things and connected devices, the Internet of Things?
Yeah, I mean, we have about 200 government delegations actually come to Mobile World Congress every year. They spend a lot of time there. They meet both the government delegations and the regulators from countries. They meet with operators, they meet with ecosystem players, and they're really focused on understanding the trends that are affecting their countries. I think you hit on the big ones, connectivity, connecting people up, enabling connectivity to every device in our lives are probably the things they're most focused in, and then how those things drive the economies in those countries.
Michael O'Hara, thanks very much indeed.
Where's Matt?
He got there.